shares lower today in Asia. Investors there are growing cautious following losses yesterday on Wall Street, marked by a delayed health care vote. Sentiment also clouded by speculation that central regulators may intervene. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl on the Bot. Linda is on sabbatical this morning. She'll be back tomorrow. Good morning, everybody. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And thanks a lot to the gentleman that called us this morning and said, I'm so glad I listened to you. Well, I'm glad you listened, too. Well, that makes, you know, three of us out there, Bob. I'm here with the Bob, not Bad Bob, but the Bob. You know, I promoted you.
Formerly just Bob.
Formerly just Bob, but now he's the Bob because we lost a Bob. And so now instead of having all these Bobs around, now he's become the Bob.
We're down to two.
Now we're down to two Bobs. So the Bob. Good morning.
Do we have an opening for a Bob?
No.
No. Okay.
I've had enough Bobs.
Two are
frankly,
all
I have enough this. Problem with Bobs. I like to have... I don't know. But no Bobs. No more Bobs. If your name's Bob, change it before you come here. I'll change it for you. Good morning, everybody. What's the weather look like today there, Bob?
Oh, more of what we've been having. The temperatures are heating up again. 99, the expected high for Redding today. 103 on Thursday. 105 on Friday. Pretty consistent over the weekend. 104 Saturday and 105 on Sunday. But then dropping to double digits for Monday. 99 degrees for Tuesday. Independence Day, we expect a high of 98 degrees. The overnight lows should be in the upper 60s tonight, low 70s for the next few nights thereafter, and then back into the upper 60s on Monday night. And we have 65 degrees right now under fair skies in Redding.
And it's only going up to 99 today. Weather report's always brought to you by our friends down there at Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck and Judy Kinney, locally owned out of Anderson, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hope everybody's having a great day. We had a lot of, you know. Okay, now, you did a story in the last hour about how citizens can break into cars to rescue a dog or an animal or something like that. But there's rules about this. A gentleman called, and I said, gosh, you know, we'll call Haven Humane and find out what it is exactly, because Haven Humane got into an altercation, as we all know, at Walmart down in Anderson over the same thing. Now, so the way I understand it is if an animal is in distress in a car, you can't just run over there and break the window. You've got to try and find the owner. And I know that's bad. And if you don't know how hot it is in the car, I mean, a dog can live, you know, if it's 110, inside, but it's uncomfortable and it could lead to death. So, but the thing is, and you've got to call it, but you've also got to call, proper authorities too, because before you do that and give them a chance. And if that doesn't happen, then you can break the window. But do not quote me on this. This is why we're going to call Haven Humane. But there has been a new law put out there so you can rescue people. Hey, hope everybody's having a great day. I'm here. Wait a minute. Where's my? I'm sitting here with the guy from SST. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Great.
Thank you.
Oh, good. And I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
Bill Casparino with SST Oil.
You know what? I had the bill right, and I just butcher names at 7:07 in the morning. But Casparino, that's not too bad. I can get that one. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So tell us what SST Oil is.
SST Oil has been in business in Reading, Incorporated, since 1967. We are a bulk wholesaler of bulk petroleum fuels.
Uh-huh.
We market Northern California, Southern Oregon. We also offer Toyotomi kerosene heaters, oil miser on-demand water heaters, and we service gas stations,
wow,
farm accounts, manufacturers, anything to do with fuel.
Okay, so you just started here? Is this a national company or you?
No, it's a local company.
Okay.
Started by the Holt family, Jim Holt.
All right.
His mother had a bulk plant on South Market in Windham Lane. Oh. So when he got out of the World War II, and went to college, worked on the dam for a little while, then bought the company from his mother. They ran it for several years under a different name, incorporated it in 1967.
Okay.
And been doing it ever since. I've been with the company now for 32 years and worked my way up from the bottom to the top, if you want to say that, and had a great time along the way.
So you are then SST.
We are SST. It's very good you say that because that's my little line. I always like to end everything with we are SST.
There you go. Well, you know, that's good.
Very well.
Look. Are you turning me off, Bob? Yeah, you did. You just turned me off. Why did you do that?
I was trying to turn myself off.
Well, I can do that for you. Okay, just there you go. Are we all back now? How long have you been doing? Okay, I'm not going to get into this. Just kidding, Bob. The oil business, you must have seen a lot of changes in the oil business.
There's been a lot of changes in the oil business.
It's crazy out there sometimes, isn't
it? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. There's been a lot of consolidation, not only worldwide, nationally, and locally, with companies, major oil companies gobbling up smaller ones, bigger wholesalers and jobbers like myself, with other bigger companies coming in and to grow their companies, mergers and acquisitions, and that's in the world today anyway. It's pretty big in our business. We haul a lot of alternative fuels also. That's what's changed a lot. You've got biofuels. You've got alternative renewable diesels. It's synthetic product, organic but synthetic, and big demand for it. Ever since the country has gone green,
okay. So are there different? There are different types of diesel fuel. Then
there is.
Okay, and there's what? There's greens and reds. Is that correct?
That is correct. There's, or clear. You're close. Clear and dyed.
Clear and dyed. Okay.
So if you have dyed diesel, that's just a designation for tax exempt. That's for off-road use. Cannot be used on the road.
Anything, so what kind of vehicles would use that then?
Farm tractors, combines.
Okay.
Stationary equipment, generators.
Okay, that
like
makes
that.
Okay. I understand then. Right.
You pay a tad bit more for it, but it's not taxable.
Right.
Anything on the road gets subject to a lot of tax.
Oh, yeah, they do.
California.
Now, we've got to take a quick break here, but I'm here with Bill Casparino and of the owner.
President. We're all owners down there because we are an ESOP. When we purchased the company from the Holt family, we actually consummated the deal last September.
Uh-huh.
The employees
own this.
Own the company.
Oh, that's
we have
great.
Just under 40. We think it's just a wonderful thing.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, that's good. You know what? When you got a piece of the action there.
Yeah. So, it makes you work a little harder.
You're the president of SST Oil. You know, and I've seen this around. I'm glad that Caitlin, our sales executive, got a hold of you because there's other areas in town that, you know, that do this, but I've seen you around a lot.
Yeah, you can't miss the black trucks out there.
Can't miss them. Okay, we're going to be right back after these messages. But, hey, you're not going to find a better way to sleep at night unless you use Sleep Number. And Sleep Number beds are exceptional for a lot of reasons. One, they're the, you know, you have the dual air capabilities of mattresses where you can have your, you can have a setting which is just right for you. Like in my case, my Sleep Number setting is 60 and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. But she's been moving, she moved it back to 50. As your day, you know, as your days go on and the more work you do, you may want to change how your bed is. But then have you ever thought about if you were in your bed at night, how better it would be if it could adjust when you're moving? Well, Sleep Number won a technology prize on this. They now have the Sleep Number bed, the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed designed to keep you effortlessly comfortable. And it's easy for you to say. In other words, it's going to adjust while you are sleeping. That's right. And you know, this isn't on every bed. You got to ask for this. But these smart beds let you choose the ideal firmness and support for each side of the bed on your Sleep Number setting. And then it senses how you move during the night. I know. We've talked about this before, you know, when Bob and Brenda went down to the technology convention down in Las Vegas, how this thing won an award for the ability to do this. And right now, if you go on down to Sleep Number, this is some of the lowest prices of the season where you can save $500 to $700 on their most popular 2016 beds and then ask about this Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go down, see Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals down there. You're not going to be sorry. The Sleep Number beds last longer than a regular mattress, and over 90% of the people who have bought a Sleep Number would recommend it to somebody else. We do. We'll be right back with SST.
Average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Redding Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Redding Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take Take a test drive. Make a great deal. Have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Reading. Facebook, YouTube,
ReadingKia.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
It is hump day. And you know what? I never even mentioned it because Bob Belongi wasn't here, but Bad Bob just walked in the room. You're getting your wife on an airplane, huh?
Yeah, well, mostly this morning it was all the scrambling because on top of all this other stuff, we discovered some bank fraud that had been perpetrated against us.
And we are on a card? Oh, gosh.
How we discovered it is that when we went to do the airline ticket transaction, of course, airlines just, excuse me for saying it, bend you over at when you're buying a late game ticket.
Yep.
And hilarity ensued and chaos, and we're going, why? There's money in there. No, there's not. And we discovered the fraud.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So we had to take care of that. So a lesson to people, look at your accounts frequently because they will sneak in these odd amounts. Normally, what the bad guys do is they'll put in $15 or something
$8.
Like that.
They tried it with us with $8, and the bank caught it.
And it's a death of a thousand cuts. Yeah. But they won't drain your account because that signals a flag, and what they're counting on is that people will not notice it for a while.
You take $8 from my account, I know it, man. That just means I can't buy two. That means that I can't buy two Dutch Bros.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Anyway we're okay. Scrambling. Yeah.
I'm here with Bill Casparino, who is the president of SST Oil, and it's an employee owned company. And during the break, we're talking politics, and I'm liking what he's saying. that's not what we're going to be talking about. Let's talk more about – so you do – how hard – I mean, the oil business, I was in a short period of time but hauling oil. I mean, so I got to kind of get in the periphery of it. I did that for a season, and I will never forget that. But all of the rules and regulations, and I mean, we had the guy from the Highway Patrol on yesterday, Tim Hugel, who does in charge of the bit inspections.
I know Tim well.
And they're and I want to talk about that later on, but the inspections and the things you had to, because you're hauling hazmat. And
absolutely.
You just can't. I mean, just the amount of regulation is unbelievable.
It is. I don't know much about the FCC, but I imagine you guys are pretty highly regulated.
Yeah,
we
are.
We're regulated by the Department of Transportation on the Fed side, the Highway Patrol and Air Resource Board on the state side, plus other miscellaneous. If we travel out of state, we're subject to their laws and bylaws. The Shasta-Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil, Shasta-Siskiyou Transport.
Okay, I should have asked what that meant.
No, that's okay.
No, that's
what
cool.
We are. So we are a transport company as well as a wholesale jobber. So if Carl wants a load of fuel, his own, I could go down and get that and pick it up and haul it for you. I'd give you a rate and send it somewhere. Back to the regulation point. Yes, we can all use a lot less regulation. Seeing some of that come out of Washington, D.C. with some resistance. If we can do it in the state of California, that'd be wonderful. But uh-huh. I'm not sure if we can. I always keep a positive outlook on those things, but it gets tougher every day. We're subject to air quality, air resource board.
Yeah, so you had to redo all your diesel fleet.
Oh, yes. And to spend up, well, lots of money, Carl.
Of money. It was like $27,000 per. Or you had to, I know other people that had trucks that they just sold them out of state.
Yes.
And took a bath on it.
Yes.
But they couldn't use them in state anymore. And these are good, solid trucks, a couple hundred thousand miles on them, And for a diesel, that's.
Did you guys have to put in one of those multi-million-dollar ground suckers that they impose on petroleum outfits?
We are monitored by water quality.
Yeah.
If that's what you're referring to.
Yeah, another company that I'm aware of, they had to do this installation. It was there for a couple of years, and it cost them millions.
Yeah, we didn't get that big, but we are monitored. We have stormwater monitoring. And
sure.
The feds make you put certain parameters on your properties with fencing, because it is hazmat,
like you said,
Carl. Lots of licenses, heavily regulated.
Your drivers have to go through periodically drug testing. They all have to have physicals on a regular basis. Yes. They've got to have a clean driving record, or at least if you want to have insurance,
you know,
that doesn't cost you an arm and a leg.
Fingerprinted every 5 years through the transportation TSA. If we load anywhere near waterways, navigable waterways, not only in California, this might be a nationwide thing, I'm not sure,
but
you need a TWIC card, Transportation Worker Identification Credential card.
Uh-huh.
They have plenty of credentials. We're a highly regulated industry, and if you want to do business in California, we had to upgrade the equipment, so we chose to spend the money that way, and we'll play catch-up after the fact.
Well, and you know, the other part of that, too, is some people didn't. A lot of people didn't. And what happens is that then they don't have to spend that money. Well, you do. So you're trying to pay that off.
Correct.
You know, they're just, you know, running down the road happy. But now the California is out there looking, you know, on a wheel braider and a few other places, and they start catching them. And then it gets expensive.
We have boutique fuels also in California. That's what I like to call them.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
A boutique fuel. We have a special blend of fuel, unlike other states in the union where we're subject to certain parameters as far as the chemical makeup of the product.
Oh, okay.
So in California, it has to be approved by Air Resource Board, the fuel. They tell the refiner so much particulate matter, so much aromatic, so much this, so much that. So we cannot import fuel from Nevada, bordering states, Oregon. It's cheaper. You can't bring it into California. We can export our fuel out.
You just can't bring it in. Because it doesn't meet the air quality board.
That is correct.
Right.
Yes.
Wow.
Which goes back to the trucks. We had to buy trucks that had particulate filters on them. And the latest technology, well, since 2010, has been diesel exhaust fluid. So any diesel engine manufactured after 2010 had to have some type of smog control on it, for lack of a better term. And they have catalytic converters, but diesel exhaust fluid, which we do a lot of buying and selling of,
DET?
DEF.
DEF. And you have to put it into your fuel.
You have to put it into a separate tank.
Yeah.
We have it at the dispenser at the South Market Valero. We're the only ones in Shasta County, I believe, that have DEF at the dispenser right there at our Valero truck stop at 2731, little plug, South Market.
No, that's why you're here, man.
And
we bring businesses on just for that.
Yeah, well,
you know, and I'm glad that we got you on, because, you know, I've been, you know, periphery of the business there like that, and I know the people, you know, on that sense. But and I've always seen you guys, but I just for some reason I just thought you were like a national brand.
It's because we look
why.
So good going
they
up and
so
down
good
the road.
Down
you know,
the road. You guys got the, you know, nice hats on. You know the
uniforms. Yeah, the diesel exhaust.
All your shirts match.
Very simply, it is 32.5% liquid nitrogen. It's a chemical fertilizer. They blend that with deionized water.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, science is great, because science is going to solve these global warming problems, all these problems that may or may not be there. Science will take care of you. Let the smart people do the work, and trust me, they'll get it done. Independent of regulators.
And common sense.
So they devised in layman's terms, the engine burns the diesel fuel, goes through the combustion chamber, comes out the exhaust. It goes into this, a burning chamber, for lack of a better term, where the diesel exhaust fluid gets injected. It gets dosed at very small amounts. It squirts.
It sprays it in there, atomizes it.
That hot exhaust, once again, goes through a catalytic converter, and out the tailpipe are almost zero NOx emissions, particulate matter, way down to nothing. It's a beautiful thing. You don't see a lot of trucks anymore with big black smoke puffing out of the stacks as they're going down the road.
Because if you do, it won't be running down the road very
long. It won't be running down the road because the CARB police will catch you.
Oh,
and they will put a sensor in your stack and make you do a smoke test.
And then that's it.
And they may put that truck out of service.
They'll red tag you in a second, and there you've got a truck and a load off someplace on an off-ramp and it can't move.
Wait for your mechanic to go find it. So,
okay.
That's a
hey,
good
Bill,
thing.
We're running out of time here.
Yes.
So let's talk about how do people get a hold of y'all? And tell us again what you offer.
Offer gasoline, diesel, lubricants, kerosene, home heating oil, and trucking services for bulk products.
Mm-hmm.
We have one retail site, which I mentioned earlier, at 2731 South Market. It's a Valero truck stop. We like to call it the truck stop. It's an unattended card lock, the only unattended card lock in Reading that offers diesel exhaust fluid at the dispenser, at the pump.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you sell commercial, like people to gas? I mean, you don't have that, do you?
What is it?
I mean, just regular gas. I mean, if I came in, can I buy gas from SST?
Only in bulk.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was asking about. Because some places have, you can come in. Okay.
That's what we
all
do.
Right. So you've got it at Market Street. Locally, it's local guys. It's an employee-owned company. And you're the president of it, Bill Casparino. Thank you so much for coming in here. Okay, so how do people get a hold of you if they say, okay, heating oil and all this stuff? How do they get a hold of you?
SSTOil.com. We have a beautiful website up. We are at 241-1167. That's our phone number.
Uh-huh.
And we're at 2370 Wyndham Lane in downtown Reading on the corner of Wyndham and South Market, Highway 273.
There you go. Everything there. Bill? Thanks a lot for being in here. I'm really glad. Here's another strong company that's doing well. And it's all local. 40 people out there working, and they're working for themselves in this way. And I like to hear that. So thanks a lot for being on.
Thank you.
Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Wait a minute. Is there something there that I need to know, Bob? Right. Assemblyman Travis Allen will be with us right after these messages. He's running for governor.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance. Tolerance is accumulative, I said. This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood. He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, they are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better. I replied, if we can make it better, it was not perfect. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Man, I love your bump music there, Bad Bump. You are so good. Hey, 7:35 in the morning, my friends. Here in the studios of KCNR 1460 Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio. 70 degrees, going up to 99 today. We're going back up in the triple digits, aren't we, buddy? It's heading in.
Just not as
not as bad.
breathtaking.
Yeah, I mean, I can do 101, 102.
I can. You know,
look what a wuss I've become, because when I first came to Reading, I was coming out of 125 degree weather carrying 60 pounds of guns and helmets and flak jackets and radios and extra ammo and everything, you know. And I, you know, when I first moved here, they said, "Oh, isn't that gosh, it's so hot." I went, "It's balmy. It's balmy. And I can drink a beer."
This is Reading. At 100, you think about taking off your vest.
Oh, yeah. Well, I get off the plane. Oh, I think I'll take off my down vest here. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Hey, we have on the line with us Travis Allen, who represents the 72nd District at Huntington Beach. And why do we have Travis Allen on from the 72nd District? Because Travis Allen is Republican and he's running for governor. You know what? We need to talk to people like this. Travis, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks so much for having me on in Northern California.
Well, you know what? Unlike Governor Brown, who probably doesn't realize there's anything north of Sacramento, we need somebody in there that understands that we're a separate entity up there, and we're just a little bit different than the rest of California.
You know, just a little bit different. I think Jerry Brown, four-term governor, never done anything in the four terms he's been in office except for raise our taxes and promise a bullet train to nowhere that nobody can afford and even fewer people want to ride. Literally, I think he's only got eyes for San Francisco and the Bay Area elite that run the show in Sacramento.
Well, tell me, Travis, this is a big step. I mean, you're going against, if I can say, it looks like Gavin Newsom, at least, which is frightening. If you think, you know, he's like Governor Brown on steroids. And this is just a hard Democratic state. How can you kind of like bring people, you know, especially the independents and those moderate Democrats over to your side?
So today's Democrat Party has moved far beyond where California Democrats are. Jerry Brown and the California Democrats, Gavin Newsom, Nancy Pelosi, Kevin DeLeon, these guys are off the map. You know, you're talking about things like single-payer health care, which is going to cost the state $400 billion, or three times our general fund budget. It would bankrupt the state, quite simply. These guys want, you know, California to be a sanctuary state that shelters not only people that have been in our country illegally, but the people that are in our country illegally that are committing crimes. And they want to protect them with your tax dollars. You know, the list just goes on and on. Now we have, of course, the brand-new gas tax that Jerry Brown shoved down everybody's throat. That means that gas is going up by 12 cents a gallon in November, 20 cents per gallon of diesel. And starting in January, every car you own is going to – your registration goes up by $25 to $175. I mean, the list goes on and on. And not to mention, of course, you got your famous fire fee, which I hear you all really love up there in Reading.
Oh, no, this is something that we just – you know what? That we dance in the streets every time we get a new one. And what people don't realize is that if you live in Bieber – and you have to go find, if you have to go down to get a prescription, that's 50 miles round trip. 50 miles round trip. And they're bumping up this gas. And from what I understand is that, the gas tax that we have is more than sufficient to do what it's supposed to do, which is take care of the roads. But it's been robbed out of the budget to pay for other things.
Absolutely, Rob, Carl. Since 2010, Jerry Brown has taken $1.1 billion a year from our existing transportation dollars and sent them into the general fund. So let me explain. Those big rigs that go down the road pay vehicle weight fees. They pay in about $1 billion, $1.1 billion a year into a fund that is specifically designed to fix our roads. Instead of doing that, Brown has been siphoning the money off since 2011 to throw into the general fund, basically to fund an ever-expanding government in California. And by the way, you mentioned Bieber. I've been to Bieber. You guys got a great representative up there, Brian Daly.
Yeah, Brian's great. He's on the show once a month. And
so I've been on his farm. I've harvested wheat on his farm with him in the combine. You guys got beautiful country up there. But you're right. I mean, if you want to get someplace, you're driving. That means you're getting in your car, you're paying that gas tax, and you're not getting any benefit for the money that you're spending. Because believe me, right now Jerry Brown says he's only going to spend about 65 cents on every dollar of tax he collects on the roads, and everything else already is going to other projects like bike lanes and mass transit projects. And, I mean, just the list goes on and on, but it ain't going to the roads.
Hey, Travis, so you've just started. Now, this is a statewide thing. So what have you done so far? You just announced, want to get the word out there, or is the organization's already spinning up now?
We are off and running. You can follow me and follow my campaign on Facebook. I am at Join Travis Allen. You can also jump on my website, jointravisallen.com. Currently, we have about 300,000 followers, and we're reaching about 2 to 3 million people a week through Facebook. But you can also, fight the gas tax. I have a gas tax repeal, which basically is I sat in the California legislature. I watched Jerry Brown ram down this gas tax. He had to bribe 4 legislators $1 billion to get it through.
Isn't that illegal? Isn't that illegal to give pork like that? So obviously in public to Republicans?
He gave one Republican 500. He only got one Republican vote. He had to bribe him $500 million to do it. And of that $500 million, $400 million was going to a project that ties directly into the high speed rail. And in my mind, just like yours, that's a crime. And by the way, Jerry Brown ran in 2010 on a simple promise, which was no new taxes without a vote of the people. But that's exactly what he just did.
Well, hey, they're Democrats. And I can say that. You know why? I can say, hey, you don't like what's going on in this state? Guess why? It's Democrats. You can't blame Republicans anymore because they can't even stop a dog walking through the place and defecating in the middle of the Senate unless the Democrats tell them they can do that. This is bad. This whole system is not working.
Look, the system's completely broken. You mentioned Gavin Newsom a moment ago. Gavin Newsom is going to run on making California a sanctuary state, raising your taxes, and taking away your guns. I mean, the ballot initiative he's trying, I'm running a ballot initiative now to repeal a gas tax. If you want to repeal a gas tax, you can. There's something you can do.
Yeah.
Go to nocagastax.com. Again, that's nocagastax.com. Sign up, donate. You'll get a petition in the mail for 10 signatures and a return address envelope, postage paid. We need 365,880 signatures to repeal it. And sign up there. You can volunteer. You can get free packets. You can donate to help the cause. But we will get these signatures by December 5th so we can put it on your ballot. Now, compare that with Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom, former mayor of San Francisco, everybody's favorite Bay Area city that tries to run the entire state, this guy wants to run on a platform of making California a sanctuary for people who are here illegally committing crimes in your community, and then he wants to take away your ability to protect yourself and your family by taking away your guns. I don't know, but if that was my choice, I'd be voting for the state of Jefferson.
Well, there's a lot of people that do. You know what? Travis, it's great listening to you. And now we need to do is just, again, let people know. Oh, I want to ask you, tell us about Travis Allen, though. We know what you want to do, but who are you?
So, look, I'm just a Southern California surfer. I'm from Huntington Beach, California. I'm an investment advisor. I've been managing money fuel for 20 years. And, I grew up in San Diego. Now I live in Huntington Beach for the last 20 years. And it's like heaven on earth if you've ever been down there. But the problem is that my parents left the state. They now live in Oregon. My brother left the state because his job left. He was with Raytheon, and his job went from Torrance, California to Tucson, Arizona. So that's where he lives with his family. My best friends moved out to Texas, and my clients that I manage money for are now in 22 different states around the country, as are their companies, because California is such a rough place to do business in because we have the highest taxes in the nation. So 5 years ago, I ran for office, and I said, look, I'd like to change this place. You know, much like your great local rep right there, Brian Daly, we both came in at the same time in 2012, and we wanted to change California. But the problem is there's just too many Democrats in Sacramento. Jerry Brown has run the place for 4 terms as governor, and the Democrats have controlled and dominated the legislature for over 40 years now, with the exception of 2 years in the 1990s. So all of these problems have compounded on each other. And I took a look, and I said, you know, I've been in the legislature 5 years. I've seen the craziest laws passed, and I've seen no one stand up to stop the Democrats and Jerry Brown. And I said, you know what, look, I can do a ballot initiative to repeal the car tax, but this isn't enough. I mean, in California, we got to cut our taxes, all of them. We got to get tough on crime because, you know, they're letting criminals out like crazy these days. We have to fix our roads and really fix them, not just raise your taxes and tell you we're going to do it. We got to improve our education system. We still have the best education in the country, and now we're among the nation's worst. And we need water for the Central Valley and Southern California. And this doesn't mean taking the water from the north. It means storing the water that we already have and building these storage projects so when we have massive rainfall, it doesn't all just flush out into San Francisco. So there's real things to change and to fix, but the only way to do it is to take the top spot. The only way to do it is with the governorship of California. And the silver lining is this. The silver lining is that everybody believes you can't run in California because there's too many Democrats. But I will tell you right now that is not true. In 2014, there was a race between a Republican and a Democrat, Jerry Brown versus Neel Kashkari. Neel Kashkari, the Republican, lost by 1.4 million votes. But what that means is it means that if only 700,000 people had switched and voted for the Republican, we would have a Republican governor today in California. And keep in mind, Carl, 10 million people sat at home and never voted.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so you've got to get the active people out because that makes the difference. Oh, yeah. Hey.
It makes all the difference. And you take a look at everybody up there in the North State. You guys have been ignored. You have been dictated to. You've been taxed. I mean, you know, you should take a poll of your listeners. How many people think the fire fee is a great idea, right? But Sacramento ain't listening. This is why we got to change Sacramento, and that's why I'm running for governor.
Okay. We've been talking to Assemblyman Travis Allen out of the 72nd District. He's got a lot of great ideas, and I can support what you're saying there. I think a lot of people can, Travis, and I appreciate you being on the show. Now, one more time, how do people get a hold of you?
Join me on Facebook. I'm at Join Travis Allen. You can follow along everything we're doing there on the campaign trail, and you can get all of the updates and all of the fights that I'm engaged in. And if you want to repeal that gas tax right now, go to nocagastax.com. Again, nocagastax.com. And, Carl, look forward to talking to you soon, and I look forward to helping you take the state back.
All right. Thanks a lot. Hey, that was Travis Allen. You know, well, we're going to take a break, and when we get back, I want to talk about Have the vigilantes arrived in? Have the vigilantes arrived in Reading? A lot of, you know, something happened the other evening that, if you just look at the headline, it really does not even go into what's really going on. We'll be right back.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the car wash club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisandro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Yeah, I'm just out there wandering around talking to people. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. It's a good time to go down there and see what kind of great things they have for the summer, ladies. Open Monday through Saturday, Dandelion Boutique. There is, you may have seen a headline that said, homeless man in hospital. And let me try if I can see if I can bring this one up. But essentially what had happened was hit by a car. And what brought this up to me as far as listening to this and going and kind of researching it a little more was the fact that it was more than that. Because Linda comes home and says, hey, there's this guy that was assaulted and by homeless guys, and he tried to drive away, and he hit somebody, and now he's in trouble. And I went, wow, that doesn't seem fair. And then I looked into the story, if I could ever get it back on Reading.com, which of course
it
is itself.
Myself.
Yeah, I tried to pull that one up. That was okay, there it is. And what it essentially says is, this is one of the guys that was, if you remember last week, two guys were involved in motorcycle incidents. And one of them was injured, and it, somehow the story came out that they had been assaulted, and it was at the same group of people, and it wasn't. It turns out that one guy stopped his bike, and these guys jumped him and beat him, but the other guy just crashed his bike.
Ah, okay.
And so he wasn't attacked by him. Nobody threw anything at him or anything like that. And they had witnesses that saw that. So, but when they came out, they said, oh, it was kind of related. Well, it wasn't. That was the first news that came out. And, so this guy, one of the guys that was involved, goes back down to that area, and he goes with like three of his friends. And so, four of them go down there. Three of them are armed with legally concealed weapons. And they go down into the area, transients,
they're
sleeping
camping,
down there, and they're camping everywhere. And he said, because we wanted to, you know, walk through there and see what it was. And so they went through it in the evening. It ends up in a melee where one guy has to draw his gun because he said a guy's coming at him with a knife, and the guy denies it. So, you know, you get all that. And then when they're trying to get away, the guy says, hey, look, somebody, you know, they were attacking my car with a crowbar, and I drove. I had, you know, they're surrounded. I had to get away. I was afraid. And he hit somebody. Well, the police arrest him. Because he ran into somebody. Well, see, that's the thing is, he says, no, they were trying to, you know, they were trying to hurt us, and I was just trying to get away. Now, that's that story. Of course, the transients have another story. But here's the bottom line, though, is that people went down there because they are tired of what's happening around town.
Yeah.
They are tired about what's happening around town. In the sense that people are being accosted on the street, people are that, you know, you're going from spot, you know, it's just so much. You know, there's violence out there, there's people being shot, there's, you know, even though it's not, you know, quote, civilians that this is happening to, but it's happening more and more. You know, that little, you know, the 84-year-old lady gets hit. Other people being jumped on the trail. Other people being accosted. A lot of things you don't hear because, you know, that people being scared, but they don't report it to the police.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they don't hit them, but they just scare them. Or they just all over you when you're going to Safeway. You know, oh, this and that. And, you know, people are stealing things out of these stores and running out, and you're in the middle of all this. People are tired of it. And they're trying to tell that we're tired of the crime, we're tired of all this. And yet nothing's being done by the city council for a variety of reasons. I'm not saying is that maybe their hearts aren't in the right spot, but there's nothing being done. And because of that, you've been saying it, and I've been, you know, thinking it. You've been saying it for a couple years. It's just a matter of time before people start taking it in their own hands. And I think right here was the tip of the spear that people literally went down to these areas and say, hey, I'm walking through here. You're not going to give it to you. I'm not going to give this place to you just because, you know, you're down here in your little camps and all that. Now, is that instigating something?
I question the wisdom.
Yeah, you know, well, there's better ways of handling that.
Yeah.
But you're right. Now.
Not saying it was wrong, but I question
judgment process. Should you, you know, when you're walking down now, you're shining flashlights in people's face. You know, when they're in there down in their camps, you know, what point are, you know, one thing we talk about, they're all carrying concealed weapons. In our class, we tell you don't go out looking for trouble because you got a gun on.
Exactly.
Would the four of you gone down there without guns? I mean, that's the question. Would you have gone down there without a gun? And if the answer is no, then why would you go down there with a gun?
That so could have ended with body bags.
It could have. Yeah. It could have ended up in a massive shootout there. And, you know, except the other side had guns too, by the way.
Yeah.
This could have gone very sideways. Yeah, the other side had guns too. So don't think that you just go down there that nobody has a gun. No, they have guns too, and knives and clubs and stuff like that. I just think it's, you know what, this is, I don't think it's going to be the last time.
Yeah, no.
People are tired of it.
And I have been saying this like for a couple of years now that if I'm going to say it again, if our officials do not get a handle on this, the citizens will get a handle on it, an axe handle. If we're lucky, you get guns if we're not. And that's not why you get a CCW. You're not out there to walk the streets and protect the innocent.
They wanted to walk around. The men said they wanted to walk around Reading late at night to see if the problem was as bad as they were hearing it was. They also wanted residents of Reading to feel safe by their presence. So they started the evening in a Walmart parking lot on Dana Drive and later decided to walk through the wooded area by Smile Place, police said. Said and this one guy, he's a concealed weapons instructor in Tehama County. I'm not sure why he's up here.
Yeah, anyway. it gives me a bad feeling because if things go sideways, it's not just bad people who will be hurt. There will be innocent bystanders. Yeah. That's the bad part.
Well, when you're down there, I don't know how many innocent bystanders. But you're right. There could be some people down there, you know, they're camping and they're homeless and all this, and all of a sudden they're in the middle of a gunfight. All right. Hey, we come back. I've got a surprise for you. I don't know. Have you ever, Bob, have you been out in the woods? And, you know, like trying to survive and all that, you know, camping and all this. Have you ever been naked? We'll be right back.
Alcohol was involved. And Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta, Reading. The news brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It is better at the river.
Good morning. Welcome back.
This is the sound of the network not kicking in.
The network didn't kick in with
this.
This
has happened before.
Yeah, it's rare. It must be a sunspot over Tanganyika. This is not us, though. Okay. Hey, it's 8 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur. And if you're looking for a place to buy a gun, you know, we're just talking about guns, but if you're looking for a place to buy a firearm and all the accessories, it's Bastiani Arms. Why? Too late.
Go ahead and finish.
Or it's too late.
Just want to
just keep going. I'm going now. They had their chance. They have all the accessories, and they have all of the things that you could possibly want to go shooting with, you know, holsters. They've got ammo, of course. And best of all, they have great, great customer service to help you in your choices if you're buying a weapon, especially for the first time. And they're there to help you. They're there to help you find the right firearm for you, for whatever you need it for, whether it's hunting, if it's for target shooting, self-defense. They have great CCW classes there. Seth teaches some super classes down there. For concealed carry. All of this in one spot, and it's locally owned, locally operated, and you got to give them a chance to meet the prices on from the big box stores. Bastiani Arms, John and Sarah, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. I'm here. Okay, Bob, have you ever been out in the woods? Have you ever been out in the woods,
Bob? I have been out in the woods.
And you're out there, and you're trying, you know what, you're trying to start fires, you're trying to do all this, you know, you haven't done any fire starters, and, you know, and mosquitoes, and to make it worse, you just totally don't have any clothes on.
Not at the same time.
Not at the same time. Now, I'm not talking about drinking beer, and then you wake up one morning with all your clothes gone.
Yeah.
And a happy bear.
I used to hang with Harley people, so yeah, those were the days. Anyway, no, I have not had to. I've been in some pretty remote areas and some very primitive camping conditions, but I was well equipped, you know, with a knife and proper supplies and things like that. But if you have nothing but say a knife and nothing on your feet, that gets a little tough.
Well, you know what? There's a show that's out there. It's called
Naked and Afraid.
And they put these people, a man and a woman, who've never met each other, together.
Awkward.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to find out for sure because we have Jason Gassaway with us. And Jason was on, I think you were on the premiere one this season, right? The number one.
Yeah.
Jason, good morning and welcome. And Jason has his clothes on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
don't fib now, guys. We know that I'm sitting here naked with you guys.
Okay. Yeah. that just made me cough. Okay. Jason, tell us who Jason is.
You know, I've been here. I've lived here all my life. I was in law enforcement, retired from law enforcement. Now I do marketing. And I also have my hunting business, Impact Insanity Outdoors. And for some crazy reason, I decided to get into survivalist stuff. And then for some unknown reason, which my wife says I'm absolutely insane, I decided to get naked and go do this with another person I've never met in my life. So,
can I interject at this point? Because
sure.
We don't have visual in this studio. This guy looks like he could bench press a Toyota.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, Jason's a big guy. And okay, your wife must be a very understanding woman.
Yeah, she was very supportive of the whole thing. It was it's actually crazy because the whole thing happened. We're sitting on the couch. We're watching the show. We both like it. And I say, you know what? I'm going to put in. She says, put in. The next day, we got a phone call. 3 weeks later, I was in Belize.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So what do they tell you? Okay, what are the qualifications, first of all?
Well, you know,
because I've got another show I think you might really like.
Yeah.
No, no, it's not the naked dating because you're already married. It's something else. Okay, but what are the qualifications they set?
You know, you go through a full background. I mean, background, physical, psych. They take you down to L.A. and you go through a whole testing. They really got to make sure, one, they don't want anybody having any issues because someone loses it out there. You know, so that's a big part. But then you have your survival skills. You have to you talk with a specialist, and they determine whether or not you have the skills to actually do the show. So it's a pretty tough process.
Wow. Okay. So you go through the test. All right. Okay. I've got other questions, but let's go into it. Okay. So you go through and you pass the test.
Yes.
And then they say, okay, pack up. Pack your toothbrush because that's all you're bringing. Then they say, okay, you've been accepted.
You know, it's crazy because what they do is they don't even let you know where you're going until I found out 3 days before I was going where I was going. So you have 3 days basically to do your research. And I was actually in Belize. And I used to love Belize, and I absolutely do not like Belize anymore after that experience.
Now, when they take you out there, okay, so you've got you've never met the other person. Is that correct?
Correct. They when you go to location, they keep you completely separated so that you don't meet each other until you actually insert in the moment you walk up to this totally nude person.
Okay, so who was your nude partner out there?
My partner was Lacey. She's from back east. She's a retired military and owns a gun shop now. Yeah, so 30 years old.
She's retired military at 30?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I didn't go into why she left, but she retired out of the military. She was a good partner. We had our ups and downs, and we somewhat stay in touch now.
If you have never seen Naked and Afraid, what's the purpose of the show? I mean, not the purpose of the show, but what do you go out there and you have to do what?
It's they basically strip you of everything that you have. So
except that little bag that everybody carries around.
Yeah, the little satchel, which after about 3 days you hate because it rubs the heck out of you. It really brings us back to the survival one. You had nothing. I mean, you get one item, and that's what you get. There's no help.
How long do you have now? Because I've seen the show, you know, a couple of times, and yeah. I thought, wow, so you've got to stay out so long and then get to a spot. So you've got to also move to another area, so you could get picked up.
Yeah, you got 21 days. There's two different ones. There's 21 day and then the 40 day, which is the XL. That's the longer one. I unfortunately got super sick, and they forced me. They actually airlifted me out.
Oh wow!
So yeah, it was on day I think 13. I got medevaced out to Belize. But I had dengue fever, and we didn't know it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
From the mosquitoes down there.
Mosquitoes, yeah.
Gosh, that stuff's serious. That'll kill you.
I lost 47 pounds in 13 days. So
okay, now Jason's a big guy, but he's not a fat guy. I mean, you're for you to lose 47 pounds?
47 pounds. That was crazy. Yeah,
did you get bit early or?
Oh, I was the first day. There was not a spot on me that wasn't have a bug bite. I had bug bites on bug bites, and my partner even says that in the episode. It was crazy. She had bug bites, but it was not near as bad as me. They for some reason, I was like a buffet.
They go for a heat. And men are warmer.
Yeah, than women. And it was blood-wise. Super humid. We'd just had the hurricane. We literally inserted the day that hurricane was starting to end. So we had it was 90 degrees and like 90% humidity. It was pretty brutal.
Jeez. Okay. So you meet the naked woman for the first time. You two talk, shake hands, hug, whatever you do. But you have that little bag there.
Yep.
Okay. So did you take the lead in it? Did she take the lead? Or did you just kind of like go into a partnership? Because I didn't see it. I'm sorry, but I'll go back now and find it now that I know somebody that's actually on it.
Oh, yeah. No, we worked well together. There was no one really taking a lead. It's hard because we're both – I was an alpha male. She's an alpha female. So there was points when there was some headbutting, but we never, you'll see, we never fought or anything serious on TV. We just kind of rolled with each other and what we wanted to do, and we fed off each other's skills.
Okay. So what was the hardest thing besides the bug bites? I mean, you had to get a fire started. So did you use your skills to start a fire, and y'all built a shelter or anything? Or?
Yeah, we were actually – it was super easy for us on that stuff. We had fire by day two. I'd found a spring, so we had good drinking water. And then I built two different shelters, one down by the river and one where we camped the whole time.
Okay. Was food a problem?
You know, it was for me because my size. We caught a lot of fish. I had figured out I brought a mosquito net, a six-person mosquito net. That was my item. But at first we were only catching two or three minnows when we had used the net. And then I figured out if you chewed the cajon nuts up and then threw them into the net, the fish would just swarm. So we started eating quite a few fish. Usually we were catching anywhere, and they're, you know, 2 inches to 5 inches long. We'd catch about 60 a net.
Okay.
So we
that was
we
enough
did
to keep
good.
Your get your protein and all that.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
You got your protein.
Yeah.
What kind of nuts?
Cajon nuts.
Cajon nuts.
Yeah. They got a real hard outer shell. You break that inside, it's a white core. Super, super high in protein. We ate a lot of that.
Okay. So. Well, that was so you had natural food sources that you could go.
Yeah. We ate that. We ate heart of the palm, big palms. I would cut down.
Yeah.
And we'd eat the center core. We could eat on those for about 2 days. And the problem was we could never figure out a way to keep the beetles out once we cut them down. So after 2 days, they would be spoiled because of the beetles. The beetles get in and eat it. But yeah, we had a lot of when we ate pretty good. It was just unfortunately for me,
dengue
I got
fever.
Sick. Yep.
If people died. Thousands of people die from that every year in countries without decent medical facilities.
Yeah. Yeah, that was probably – you asked me about the scariest part. Now, that was probably the scariest part. Here I am in Belize, and I'm getting airlifted out, obviously sick. My organs were distended. When I was laying down, you could actually see my organs sticking out from my ribs. So here I am in Belize, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, what kind of medical attention?
How good are they?
Yeah. Exactly.
They're pretty good, aren't they?
Oh, they were
You know, Belize was – there's so many tourists go down there, and there's a lot of Americans and expats living down there.
Yeah.
So I imagine that their medical facilities would be, you know, decent.
Absolutely the best service I think I've ever had.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, we could send some of our students down there to learn service because they were pretty darn good.
It's great.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm here with Jason Gassaway. Is it Gassaway? Yeah, Gassaway.
Yeah.
And we've had like the producers on or the guy that started the Deadliest Catch. Mm-hmm. We've had other, you know, people on. But you're the first one I've had on. You're our first guest that we've had on that had, that's been in a show like this. And to participate. And I have a lot of questions. And if you have questions for Jason, you can call in or get into the chat room about why and where and do you get paid money for this?
Yeah. Yeah, you get paid.
Okay. We'll talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air. You're not going to – you know what? It's going to be up 99, but it's going to start back up in the hundreds again. Alliance Heating and Air is the place to go to get your air conditioner fixed. Or what if your air conditioner is working, but it's not putting out the cold air like it used to? And when they start going down, they start, you know, your compressor starts getting in problems. Maybe the air ducts are broken or busted since last year, have sprung holes. Maybe some of the coolant isn't there. Alliance Heating and Air can work on any type of cooling system. All their people have been through all the schools, and best yet, they've been voted best in the North State. Because they are best in the North State. This is the only people we use when we're getting air conditioning service. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Better Known Business does great work. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 14 minutes after the hour of 8. 70 degrees, going up to 99 today.
Mm-hmm. The Cascade Theater in First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Reading Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Reading Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Reading Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Reading. Facebook, YouTube,
ReadingKia.com.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. I hope you're having a great day. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and it's 70 degrees. I think it's a little bit warmer than that now, but we'll give you the benefit of the doubt there, Bad Bomb. It's going up to 99 today and a low of 68 tonight. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, is the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman. There, no other place in town has a watch repairman, but Four Winds Jewelry does. And they can design and build any piece of jewelry that you want. You want a stone from another country? They've got the contacts. They can do it. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Hey, we're here with Jason Gassaway. And Jason had was sitting on this couch one night with his wife watching Naked and Afraid, said, I can do that. And she says, okay, why don't you apply? And so he did, and they picked him. And so he ends up a week later, from the time he applied, in Belize with a woman he didn't know walking around naked. Was that a problem?
No, it's funny. It's a little awkward at first, but once you go into survival mode, you don't even think about it. I mean, we get, of course, the sexual question all the time. But I'm telling you, when you're out there, you're dirty, you're tired, you're hungry. There's no thought of that stuff.
Yeah. You know what? And if you've ever been in, extended periods in the field and there's men and women out there. Yeah. No. It's a type of thing that you go past that. And, but in your case, being like that, especially when the only thing you're thinking about is trying to get something to eat or water and keeping mosquitoes off you. Did you try mud or?
Man, I tried everything. So I started out my mistake, and if I go back, which I can't say if I am or not, but they do have redemptions. So the first day, first step, I should have covered in mud that first time because I got absolutely annihilated the first 2.5 hours walking in. After that, I tried mud. I tried ash from our fire. That worked the best. But man, oh man, it stung so bad because I had so many open wounds from the bites. So I did that. I did the mud. I mean, it didn't matter. They loved me.
So. Wow. Gee. I'm just imagining. I mean, because there's nothing you can do about it. It's not like the one thing you can bring. I'd like to bring some DEET with me.
Yeah.
You know, okay, what kind of survival thing? I want DEET.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there was times when I thought, you know what? Because when the camera crew would come in, is if I just go hug one of those guys, man, it's good to see you. And because they had DEET all over them, you could smell it.
Yeah.
You know, I thought, well, I think maybe I'll transfer a little bit. But I never got to that point. I was pretty much
I would have. Surfer Slayer said I'd gone over and grabbed him, hugged him, rolled around the ground with him. Go, are you okay? Yeah. Here, hug me some more.
Exactly.
So, oh, wow. Okay. So did she make it?
She did. She, we got her really set up. We knew something was wrong with me.
You start losing about that much weight.
Yeah, about day 9.
Was it just going through you like diarrhea?
No. It's funny, I'll talk about going to the bathroom after about day 3, you don't. Because you just don't eat that much. So, you know, you obviously go pee, but as far as anything solid, it doesn't happen. But we had her, so we knew I was going downhill. Something was wrong with me. We just couldn't figure out what it was. I had real bad swelling in my feet, but what we found out was
edema, like that.
Yeah, I had bad edema. But we found out it was from my body was eating itself, and all the toxins were going into my legs.
Yeah.
So that's what it was. So we had her really set up. We had a really good shelter. It was big, so we condensed it down smaller. She did. We talked about it. But we had her set up. She did great. The biggest part for her after I was gone was being alone. I mean,
When you're out there by yourself.
Yeah, 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 9 o'clock the next day, she's by herself.
When you're losing the weight, I mean, 47 pounds?
47 pounds.
In 13 days.
In 13.
So, I mean, so you're watching it just melt off you.
Yeah.
But it's not, you're not losing it through, you're just losing weight like that.
Yeah, you know, I knew,
your body's eating itself at that point. It's got to be burning. You got to be burning up with, you have fever and everything, right?
Well, so yeah, it all kind of started. I got, on day 2, I rubbed against a poisonous plant and got real sick just that night. Mm-hmm. So I thought the effects I was having was from that.
Okay.
It wasn't. I had that night I had the bad fever, like 104 fever, and I got vomited all night long. Woke up in the morning, felt great. But my biggest downfall was we knew I was going downhill. And just the way I was raised, my work ethic killed me.
You just
I
keep
worked
going.
Yeah. Way too hard. I mean, daylight to dark, Lacey and I were just going nonstop. And what we should have done was midday when it was the hottest and the most humid, is we should have just backed off and relaxed. And I didn't do it. So learned a lot. If I do go back.
Okay, so you could get a chance to go back then.
Yeah, yeah. There's only so much I can say, but it's highly likely I will be going back at some point this year.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, so then this time they'll put you someplace where a bear can eat you.
Yeah. Who knows?
Okay. Now there's another show on TV I know you watch. Mm-hmm. It's called Alone.
Oh yeah.
Would you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. Great, great show.
I don't, you know, most of the reality shows and things like this, you know, I'm like, okay. But because I know there's other people there. I mean, and they've got somebody that, you know, that's really with them most of the time.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, with yours, they're there because they have to. But the Alone shows, you know, you're out there really by yourself and you watch people come apart psychologically.
You know,
it's almost embarrassing to watch sometimes, to watch how they're talking to the camera and he goes, the worst thing or the best thing is I have this camera to talk to. He says, the worst thing is I have this camera to talk to. And
Well, and that is, I mean, the thing about these challenges, whether it's Alone or the one, The Will, I don't know if you've seen that, or Naked and Afraid, is it's not, you can be strong as an ox, but if you're weak mentally, you're in trouble.
That's
or you can be strong mentally, and if you're weak physically you're in trouble. So that's the hard thing is you just don't – you have to have that well-rounded combination of skills but also psychological and physical. So it's a
– If you look at the guys that went on these shows, one of them found a lot of amusing things in life. Yeah. And toward the end, it was not as amusing. But in the other one – because the ones that lost was exactly that. They missed their families. They missed their kids. I mean, you understand that. And they're strong guys. The ones that we talk about, though, in the last couple of days was, you know, they've got a team going out there now. I don't know if you watch. And the two that quit were 19 years old.
Yeah.
And so is it because they're 19 and they've been raised in such a way that they haven't learned how to take care of something that seems overwhelming, how to handle something that appears to be overwhelming?
Well, you know, the life skills, and we know it's all that stuff we've learned through our life.
Yeah.
But I think even with a younger generation, it's harder because when we grew up, we were outside doing stuff, you know, getting creative, you know, just, you know, riding bikes. Well, the generations now, they're on their phones or their laptops or their whatever it is they have. Well, you're stripped. It's the craziest thing. You're stripped of everything that we have in life. And when I came back, I'll tell you, I was going through the airport, and I couldn't eat a lot when I got out because I was so messed up. So I stopped, and I was in a restaurant, and I got some yogurt. And, man, I'll tell you what, I wanted to hug that spoon because
– A spoon.
A spoon. You appreciate those little things.
You do.
So much more when you don't have them.
Let's go to the phones here. Pat, good morning, man.
Hey, good morning, you guys. I just wanted to say I connected with the guest on a two or three levels that were kind of funny. Well, not so funny, actually. First, when I was a kid, he's right about that. Kids don't get out like they used to. We would always go out in the forest, find stuff to eat. And I had on my bucket list until probably about 3 or 4 years ago to go to Belize. That was my dream vacation. And we went there and I got some kind of weird fungus. So now it's kind of off my bucket list.
Belize has got some great
weird stuff floating around out there in the jungle there. You know, it's amazing, really. Anyhow, I just wanted to share that with you that he's right about kids these days.
Yeah.
I see a lot of it at school. The kids have very low bone density. They're not out, you know, doing the stuff like we used to do when we were kids.
Yeah, you know, and it is. You know, it's one of those things. You get hurt and you get home, I'll give you something to complain about. You know, that kind of thing. And you rode around without helmets on, and you know, it was survival of the fittest back then. But you didn't think of that. And what I tell my people here is that sometimes things seem to be insurmountable, and that could be in work, you know, and sales, especially in sales. So what you do is you'd make a list and you pick one thing and you attack that. And then you pick the next thing, and then the next thing. Because if you try to look at everything, it's too overwhelming. And I think a lot of times our young people, not in every case, of course, but a lot of times in our young people, they have not had to face that adversity that we had when we came up, and that, oh, you know, a safe spot or these things, because we didn't have safe spots. You worked your way through it, or you fought your way through it. So thanks a lot, Pat.
Yeah, and that's where people like you and people – to make themselves available occasionally to mentor kids, even just an afternoon sharing experiences, and it can be inspiring enough. And when that decision comes to quit or keep going, they'll remember what you said.
Yeah, they will, and they do. Thanks a lot, Pat. Hey, you know what?
Have a good day.
Thoughts and prayers going out, too, for our friend.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I can't say it. It's for everybody, every kid, of course, or every young person. I mean, we still have 1% coming into the military.
Yeah.
And you know what? And they've been probably sheltered, and they've had their little they've had their phones and all this. They come in the military, though. I think we strip a lot of that off, and it's there. The qualities are there. They just haven't had to use them. And so when you get out there, you know, now you have to use them, and you do. I think a lot of people, and this isn't just kids, a lot of people do not appreciate just how great this country is. The idea of being able to turn on the water and drink it, unless you're from Flint, Michigan, or partially from Mount Shasta, who I guess the water is back now,
yep,
so we're okay there. Just having clean water.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're out there by yourself, and you're trying to drink water out of a stream, because you got to be thinking, I'm going to get, you know, whatever that is.
Well, that was it.
Giardello or something.
Yeah. We were in the Bladen Reserves where I was at, and so we had the Bladen River. Well, the hurricane had the river. It was just muddy looking. And I'm like, man, we got to find food, or we didn't have a pot, nothing to boil in. There's no bamboo. So we're like, okay, we can make a filter, a gypsy well. Well, the water after a few days cleared, and then I found the spring. So when we found that spring, it's like, oh my gosh.
Well, that's it. 3 days without water, you're out of there.
Oh, you're done. Yeah.
So, and if you drink dirty water, you're out of there.
Well, yeah, that's it. So it's what we did, and you kind of hit on it. You pick one thing and you tackle that. That is huge, because
you gotta do it.
That's what we did. We knew shelter was our number one thing. Get shelter right now. Next day was fire and water. And we were fortunate enough that it really rolled for us really well at first. And then we started into food and just kind of trying to make leisurely.
You got to go to things that's going to affect you dramatically.
That's right.
Fire gives you it helps your psyche.
Absolutely.
It gives you warmth. You can't boil water, but it gives you warmth. And it also keeps predators away if there's any out there. You didn't have to worry about that. The shelter there to keep you from the rain. It makes you feel better. Again, these are things that help build you mentally. Because you can go for 3 days without water. You can go for 30 days without food.
Yeah.
If you have to, unless you're losing weight at 3 pounds a day.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a break. Now, again, you said it was dengue fever?
Dengue fever.
Dengue fever. Because somebody asked, what was wrong with you? That's what he had. He got a
And it wasn't from the episode, and if anybody watched it that's listening, it made it look like I got sun poisoning from the burn. I did get burnt, but it wasn't that bad. On day two, I got the poisoning from the plant. That started me. The dengue fever was brutal on me. And then I just started eating from the inside out, basically. That's what really gave me in. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, we'll be right back with after these messages with Jason Gasaway. We're going to talk about a couple other things.
Walking through forests of palm tree apartments, scoff at the monkeys who live in their dark tents. Down by the water hole, drunk every Friday, eating their nuts, saving their raisins for Sunday. Lions and tigers who wait in the shadows, they're fast but they're lazy, and sleeping green men.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Windows are the number one source of heat gain in your home. Installing solar screens, window treatments, or new low-E windows significantly reduces heat gain and reduces your summer air conditioning cost, putting money back in your pocket. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Reading Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vince Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember, everyone deployed, Semper Fi.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Down in the jungle.
Oh, down in the jungle. Okay, got it. Hey, 26 minutes before the hour, 9 o'clock here, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Great people over there giving you the best haircuts, veteran-owned business. Man's last stronghold. Yep, man's last stronghold. DC, Tim, and the man in black over there. Give you the best haircut you're going to find. You always catch up on your reading there, National Geographic, Guns and Ammo. Car and track, aviation, travel.
Stereo Review.
None of those adult magazines like Cosmopolitan. Nope. Anyway, yeah. Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue. Great place to get your haircut. Okay. I'm here with Jason Gassaway. And, you know, I thought, oh, okay, this is like a half-hour interview. But it's not. It's longer. Because, you know, besides him being on Naked and Afraid and making through 13 days of it before his body ate itself and he got medevaced out. And so it looks like that maybe he's, you know, he might take another shot at it. You know, we're not saying he is, but it looks like he might. And we talked about Alone, where you're out there by yourself, and this is something he's interested in too. You know, I they pay you, and I'm not going to get into that, but it's not like a great deal of money, but it's still, you know, I mean, they have to remunerate you, of course. And I thought about that. And I think the same thing about these guys out there in Alone. I mean, the big prize is $500,000, but they're out there 30, 40, 50 days. They must be making enough money to take care of their family, especially the guys that are, you know, they've got individual businesses. And I didn't think about that till we talked.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've got it. They've got to do something there to be able to, so that they can, their families can live while they're gone.
Absolutely.
Especially if they're, I mean, somebody, you know, get up to that night. You know, I'm waiting for the time they break that 100-day mark. And it's going to happen one of these times.
Oh, yeah.
I would think this time because they're doubling up. They've got teams. Of course, if one taps, they both tap, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing is that it's the loneliness. It's being alone and not having that. So in Alone, that show, add another person. I mean, once they connect,
that's
huge.
Of course it is.
Huge.
You know, and of course, they may not get along, but their brothers or their father's sons and all this, and, you know, and so they're going to get along. It's not like they're going to kill each other out there.
Yeah.
But that right there, that could end up. Because now you've got somebody else there. Now it just becomes on how much you miss your family.
That's right.
Which has ended it for a lot of people, you know.
Yeah, and that's where I think, you know, like you said, brothers, dad, son. Yeah. That's huge because now you have part of your family there with you.
That's right.
So it's a huge, huge boost.
I can understand, though, why people, you know, if they're 60 days and their daughter, you know, they miss their little kids. Because most of them are little kids that they're missing. And especially for the mothers that were out there. And that one lady, she just, you know, that was probably it for her.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now, let's talk about your business here.
Impact Insanity Outdoors. What I did 3 years ago.
Great hat, by the way.
Thanks. I have a bunch of them. So, and they're on my website. 3 years ago, I actually started it with a couple other guys. They have since moved on. We're great friends. We still hunt together. So what it is, I have a YouTube channel. It's Impact Insanity Outdoors. I do films to there, and then I promote on social media. My Instagram pages are pretty good sized. I have one that's called Hunt Addict, with about 62,000 followers. Then I have my Impact Insanity Outdoors page is 13,000. And then my wife, Kelly, and I have one together It's called Fish and IG, and it's all fishing stuff that her and I do and friends. So I'm sponsored by some great companies, Vortex Optics, Wilderness Athlete, Havilon Knives. I mean, I'm quite a few. So that's kind of how I generate the income. And then my apparel, which I did hat shirts for a while. I went away from shirts, and I do tons of hats. And if you want to check them out, you can look on my Facebook page. I have two Facebook pages. One's Jason Gassaway, and the other one's Impact Insanity Outdoors. And then I also have my webpage. It's feartheimpact.tv.
Feartheimpact.
That's right.
.tv. Casey, you seem like a pretty good guy, pretty nice guy.
Oh, yeah. It's I'm following my dreams and having a great time. And, you know, that I love to help people out. I take a lot of people out that have never hunted before.
Do you get involved with veterans, like disabled veterans?
I do. In fact, I just not too long ago, I went down and filmed and helped out with veterans for Fishing Buddies. Yeah. I took out like 12 vets on a private lake my buddy has.
You might talk to the guys that run Project Healing Waters too. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, maybe becoming a sponsor out there for disabled veterans.
Yeah,
they go out fly fishing and all this.
Yeah, so, I do stuff with Wishes for Warriors too. My buddy is the founder.
Oh wow!
So I do a lot of stuff with those guys.
I saw that Wishes for Warriors. I just saw they have an office here in town, right?
Is
it something else I saw with it?
Yeah, it's probably something else. They're huge. They're all over the place.
Okay,
they do some absolutely amazing stuff. And they take vets, you know, obviously any vet, but mostly disabled vets. And they take them all over the world hunting and fishing.
So if you've got some, you know, pretty big sponsors out there.
Yeah.
So you thought about going into regular TV?
I have. It's kind of funny that, so the initial part of this thing, we were slated to go on the Hunt Channel.
Yeah.
But our sponsors didn't want us to. The new wave now is
internet.
Yeah,
the whole thing is, in fact,
absolutely,
you're absolutely right, and that's what they're looking at. They're looking at in the 3 or 4 years down the line, so they're absolutely right about the internet. That's why the your internet, your websites, your everything is so important, because people are getting it off that.
Yeah.
Cable TV, except for the internet part, is gone. Dish TV, they're looking at the next step, because people are cutting it out, because they can go online and see all of this. I mean, and, you know, well, you know, we're still staying there for people in their 60s, you know, blah, blah. Well, a lot of people in their 60s are pretty tech savvy.
Well, that's it now. It's not that you're getting the brand new generation. We've kind of all had to evolve with it. And now,
right.
Yeah. And now I'm seeing, like, my social media following is pretty awesome. I have people that are 10-year-olds. Up to 85, 90 years old, talking and interacting with me, because I'm super active on my social media. I don't think there's anything more important than when you get support from people to show your support and how much you appreciate what they do. So with Naked and Afraid and with the hunting stuff, I am constantly back and forth talking with people.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So this is kind of something you grew because. Well, how did you grow this? I mean, were you a tech guy?
No, my goodness.
I mean, you don't look like a tech. You know, I don't mean that in a bad sense. You're a law enforcement sheriff or
sheriff,
sheriff's department here. How'd you like that? What do you think about what's going on right now?
I'll tell you, I feel sorry for law enforcement these days. It's a really, really tough time. You know, you get a few bad apples, and it makes everybody look bad, and it's hard to recover from that for the law enforcement family. But it's just such the job itself isn't that hard. It's the dealing with the administrations and all the scrutiny, and it's tough. I'm glad I'm not in it anymore.
It is tough. And then now when you've got the situations we have here with no place to lock people up, and so there you are. You put your life out there to get somebody and lock them up. And even though, you know that this guy he's probably not going to do anything, but you still have to stop and get them. And then they're back on the street because, I mean, I would imagine at some point you just go, nope, they're not going to. That's a ticket. I'm not even going to stop. I've got to prioritize here.
It's a rotating door. It's in, out. And then you'll see the same people over and over.
No, that's what they said. There's like 180 of them that have been arrested over 1,000 times.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, and then the scary part, I mean, the men and women that are still out there and working the street and doing that stuff, they're staffing so low. you get into something that's you know going to be violent or deadly, you might not have backup. I mean, you're on your own sometimes. It's a tough job,
especially
nowadays.
As a county sheriff.
Yeah.
Because you're out there by yourself. It's not like there's going to be like another cop within 5 minutes of you.
Yeah, I mean, you can be in these resident posts, and you're not going to have backup.
Yeah.
So, tough job.
It is a tough job. And I don't think people appreciate it because the people that complain about it have never kicked in a door.
Yeah.
You know, or never stacked to go in to do things like that. So, so we appreciate that. You know, we appreciate all our first responders.
Absolutely.
Okay, so, like I said, I didn't think it was going to, you know, the interview is going to go like, because I'm going to take another break. But what I want to do is come back and tell us how you got into your hunting and all that.
Okay.
And, what led you to start building it. And then it was one of those things that just snowballed once it started. But we'll talk about that when we get back. We're here with Jason Gassaway, who was one of the – he led off the season of Naked and Afraid. And just listening to it, you know, and, you know, the part when I read one time, it said the heart, you know, about Naked and Afraid. The number two thing was mosquitoes and bugs. They said the horrible things, mosquitoes and bugs, because there's nothing you can do about it. And you just get eaten alive. And you are a perfect example of that, of there, you would say. Okay. We'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy right now is giving a class, teaching a class on NRA instructors to make instructors, more instructors. He teaches in 28 counties. He's taught thousands, literally. His company has taught thousands of people concealed carry, advanced pistol, tactical rifle. All of these come under Northern Firearms Instruction. To find out more, check out his website at readingsCCW.com or give him a call at 530-999-1822. It's a quarter till 9, 72 degrees, going up to 99 today. We'll be right back.
As consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new weight loss powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palisadro, Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
For over 10 years, we've danced to support survivors of domestic violence and sexual abuse. Now One Safe Place invites you to the 11th annual Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style, on July 8th at the Cascade Theater in Reading. Join the 2017 cast as they compete for the ultimate prize, the Champions Trophy. Get your tickets to the show and vote for your favorite dancer at ospshasta.org or call 244-0118. Sponsored by Partnership Health, Results Radio, KRCR Channel 7, and KCBU Fox Channel 20. One Safe Place, together we change lives.
Abby, guess where we're having the Haven Humane Second Tuesday dining this month?
I'm hoping it might be upper crust pizza because I could totally go for a slice right now.
You guessed it. This month's Second Tuesday dining will take place at Upper Crust Pizza. I love their pizzas, calzones, vegetarian options, and so much more.
Please join us at Upper Crust Pizza on Tuesday, July 11th from 5 to 9 p.m. as they generously donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society work towards being a no-kill shelter by 2021 and a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Bob will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow we have our veteran service officer on, Tommy Key. And Friday we'll have my co-host will be...
Hello.
I hope he's not listening. Gary and I will do the show on Friday, and our guest is Barry Tippin, city manager. We had the mayor on Monday, and it got, you know, we had a lot of people interested in that. Facebook over 7,000 views, and then Friday we're going to have Barry Tippin on, talk about what his plans are, city manager, and reason for firing the police chief, and where we're going. What is his plan that he sees? What is his biggest mission here in this town? We're also trying to get the head of the board of supervisors, David Kehoe, on. If I can get him, you know, I'm sure he'll call me back today. And we're trying to get him on also so we can talk. Christian Schrader is going to be on in the next couple of weeks. We're going to try and get, you know, the people that are leading us that we've elected in there to get an idea of what the hell they're thinking, and what can we do to help? And that's the other thing, my friends. What can we do to help them, as opposed to just being a crowd with pitchforks and torches going? So anyway, I'm here though with Jason Gassaway, and Naked and Afraid. Tried not to kill himself out there, but may go back again. You know, blink, blink, yeah. But he's about to, his business he started, and he's a retired law enforcement sheriff here in the county. And which, you know, again, our kudos out to you, and thank you for your service there. Yep. So you got it. Now you have a hunting company, and it's and you've got a web presence that's just unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, the hunting, it's always been a dream. It's something I've done all my life. Yeah, that was a good catch.
You like that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I still got the moves.
Trying to throw coffee on me.
No. Only if I had my hand on my gun at the same time, you know, so that when he came across the table, I'd have a chance.
But the hunting, you know, I was raised in a family of hunters. From the time we were able to walk, we were shooting bows and shooting, you know, guns. So, you know, it was a dream. I came up hunting, and about probably 5 years ago, I decided to just try and film some hunts. So I started filming and did okay with that. So I thought, you know, I'm going to make this run. I started my social media pages, and it slowly started taking off. And it's a grind. The hunting industry is a very tough industry to break into and be successful.
Oh, it is, and we've got some companies up here.
Oh, yeah,
that, you know, have people hunting all over. Now, do you hunt everywhere?
Yeah, I go.
I mean, when I say this, you know, if people say, "Okay, I want to hunt," you know, I want to hunt with the Impact Insanity Outdoors, but I want to hunt in Canada. Do you have, you know, places like that you can hunt, or, you know, people you have locked up, or is it mainly just kind of around the Northern California area?
No, I have people all over the place that I hunt with or that I can go to. In fact, one of the camo sponsors, a new company, they're out of Canada. It's pretty awesome. It's Satskin Concealment. They're brand new, and they are absolutely going to do amazing stuff with the camo industry. And they're out of Canada, so I go up there with those guys quite a bit. But yeah, I have a lot of contacts, a lot of places. We are actually in the process right now of doing a hunt. We're going to take 10 people. It's $1,000, not to me, to the guide. This is down in Mexico. Uh-huh. You're shooting doves, and then you stay in the lodge. It's cooked. It's in it. And like I said, it's only $1,000. It's absolutely top notch. You get to hunt with us, and then we're going to film the whole thing, and we'll put it up on my YouTube channel. So it should be a lot of fun.
That's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool. So you can do that, and then so you got into it, and it just started growing. And
yeah,
I mean, you get that many. I mean, you have to work that.
I put a lot of work into my social media. I started out, I didn't have the YouTube, and I took and I started the YouTube channel. But my problem was, I didn't know how to edit, so I had to actually self-taught myself editing.
Well, Bob, you know, Bob is our
you a Final Cut guy or a Premiere Pro guy?
Premiere. Yeah. So I taught myself that, and it's, you know, I can look back now, you know, 50 episodes ago and go, oh my goodness, what was I doing? So I've gotten better at that. So that's made a big impact. I've teamed up, like I said, with some great companies who are sponsoring me.
Yeah, you got some national companies there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, those are not – and it's interesting what you said, but it's easy to understand when they said, hey, I'd like to go on, you know, regular TV. Yeah. Because this is – you're going to establish yourself here because this is where it's going to be.
That's exactly what they
did.
You're
going to see less channels, and they're going to, you're still going to be able to see it, and you're paying – I'm not sure how we'd pay for it.
Well, they have what's called like Carbon TV now. Carbon TV is basically on the internet, and that's where all your mainline hunting shows are going to. I'm good friends with Danny Martin, Jules McQueen from Till Death Do Us Part. They were on Sportsman's. Now they are on Carbon TV on the internet. They left because all the sponsors, they don't want to pay that big money to put you on national TV when they can put you on the internet.
And you know what? On that internet, you can watch it on the big screen anyway.
That's right, and they can pull it up anytime they want.
So you buy a subscription to it, or
yep.
Okay, Carbon TV.
Carbon TV, awesome channel. I mean, they have everything, and the cool thing about it is they have the people that have been around who are really, you know, do top quality. Then they have the people that are just beginning, and you can see those people as they slowly,
as they evolve.
Yeah,
you've seen that. We both. Do you enjoy the series Meat Hunter?
Oh yeah.
This guy's from New York.
Yep.
And I saw him write an article about hunting a bear, and it was in the New York Times. You cannot believe, maybe you can, the animosity that people were hoping he'd be killed, that he ought to shoot himself. And what he gave was, why do I want to hunt a bear? And he gave it, and he said, you know, this is why, blah, blah, blah. It was the hatred that came out was just, and the reason I'm saying this is that I love to hunt. And, I've gotten back into it since I've moved up here into the North State. But our younger generation, we're trying to bring them in and, you know, to hunt because without them, future hunting, it could be dismal.
That's
and
right.
People don't realize how much hunters and fishermen do for the conservation and to propagate these species.
Yeah.
Because all that money that they pay for these licenses.
Yeah. It's, we have to take care of the future of hunting. You know, it's, and that's one thing you'll see is I do a lot of podcasts and different stuff with people. And I'll get people who will ask me, you know, hey, where were you hunting in Colorado when you killed that big buck? Well, I was hunting Fly Creek. This is where I go in. This is how far I go. Dude, I don't have any secrets. I want to be able to help people and make them successful at what they do. And that's sometimes it's giving up someplace where you were that, you know, you might not want to. But the odds of those people going into that spot are slim to none. So I'm pretty open book on helping people and giving as much advice as I can.
Okay. All right. So what kind of advice would you give people that say, yeah, I'm going to be on Naked and Afraid?
Don't do it. No. you know. No.
Don't do it if you attract mosquitoes. Do it in one of those places that don't have mosquitoes or there's not a lot.
Yeah. No, you know, it's an absolutely a life-changing experience. You are going to come home and appreciate every single thing you have so much more than when you left. And like I said, simple things, a spoon, a glass. Your family is, you know, you love your family unconditionally. When you get home, it's so deeper because of what you went through. You know, if you're interested in doing it, the one thing I say, get your feet tough, start training now. It's easy to apply. You just go on Naked and Afraid on their Facebook page, and they have a casting section where you can apply. And you know what? Just mentally and physically do what you can to prepare. It's tough.
Would you say next time you'd gain 5 or 6 pounds before you go?
So what I've done,
bulk up.
What I've done, and I didn't show you a picture before. I was way bigger than I am now, a lot more muscular. So what I've done now, just in preparation.
I know he just said that.
Yeah, just in preparation, just in case I go back, Not saying I am, because that would be a breach of contract. I'm not lifting as heavy. So what I'm doing is putting a little bit more body fat on. That way I have some extra.
Believe it or not, when we deployed our Marines, you know, the ones that are at that 6% or 4% body fat or 5%, we'd start dropping them because we were working long hours. We were taking on some incredible trucks, and they didn't have the body reserves in some of them. Some of them did. But so for that first, to get yourself into the condition for it. So that's what I was thinking about for that alone, too. I said, you know, before I go out in that alone, it's just, you know, you pack on a few pounds.
That's right.
Because you're going to need it, because you're not going to be just like any time. Okay. Well, first of all, Jason, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being so open, and it's a pleasure meeting you.
Yeah.
And if you do go back, you will come back after that, and we'll talk about it.
Sounds good. Have you done
the 21? Did you obsess about anything while you were there? I don't know if you were there long enough or you even had a chance.
Macaroni and cheese and Coors Light. Those were my – I don't know why. I don't get it. But those were my cravings when I was there. It was crazy because I'm not a big drinker. I'll just have a beer here and there. But, man, for some reason, what I would have done to have a cold Coors Light and a bowl of macaroni and cheese.
Did you have one when you came home?
I did.
This is what I'm obsessing about.
And I got to tell you, it is funny. So I always loved Oreos, and I ate – a bunch of Oreos when I got home. I cannot even touch it. They made me so sick that I can't even eat them now.
Oh, no.
I know. It's just devastating.
Jason Gassaway, Impact Insanity Outdoors. Yep. It's on YouTube. It's on Facebook and all these other things.
Instagram. Yep.
And Instagram. Hey, Jason, thanks a lot, buddy.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Tomorrow we're going to be talking veterans issues with Tommy Key.
And community talk radio for the North State is AM 1460 KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Story after false story about me, Mr. Trump reacting to the newspaper story, portraying him as disengaged in the drive for the GOP health care bill. Republican Senator Rand Paul tells CBS this morning the fix for the country's troubled health care system does not lie in government regulation.
Mainly because there's not a marketplace. The consumer doesn't make decisions based on price. Until you connect the consumer to the price, until you have real competition and capitalism, the marketplace will still be broken.
There are new